this in your name. Amen.
Happy Mother's Day. Excited to be with you. It's on. You good? Excited to be with you this morning. And it's always an exciting day, Mother's Day, because I get to remember a mother that I deeply appreciate. So it's an honor for me to share this morning. Jason, if you could put up the slide with that question that about a mother's beauty. You know, I've become really intrigued over the past couple of months with the word beauty. And I don't know if this makes sense or not, but I think the reason it's so intriguing is how powerful beauty is. And when I think about beauty, our society has beauty all wrong. Because I've seen beauty projected in ways way outside of physical beauty. In Bible class, we're going through the Truth Project, and Dale Tackett often says, when he's describing different areas of truth, like sociology or sciences, let's just get down to the truth. Said, I want to gaze upon the face of God. Well, I've took the liberty to change that a little bit because I think we need to gaze upon the face of God in order to see the beauty that God's created with a mother. So today's message is actually entitled, To Gaze Upon the Beauty of a Mother. There's nothing bad about that. It's incredible as we unpack this scripture, as we unpack what it means to be beautiful as a mother. And this just isn't about being a mother. God has placed inside each little girl, each youth, this beauty that when it's released, it is amazing to watch. And how powerful it is. And I've seen, so this message, if you're not a mother, if you're a youth or whoever you are here this morning, God still has placed that beauty inside each one of you. Now there's a piece of artwork here, and I was just looking at the picture, gazing on it. This mom looks exhausted. But yet her beauty still continues on. She's exhausted, but that's just a beautiful picture. Even when a mom is totally exhausted, is what I'm getting out of the picture. There's still tremendous beauty and care for a child. So we are going to give you some time to bless your moms that are here. So kids, youth, I want you to be very active with this. Even adults, I want to know how you have seen beauty in your mom. So ushers, we're going to open it up. I want you to take some time. Get your hands up quick and often, because if you don't, I don't want an uncomfortable silence for your mothers, do you? All right, get them up. Who's first? Uncomfortable. All right, here we go.
Mom has always been a person that has valued people. Whether it was when I was growing up taking care of me or when I had children taking care of my children. And she makes special time for them. They have a little playhouse there in the farm and she plays with her granddaughters in there. Dallas just had a birthday, 30th birthday, and she made him all his favorite things that he liked growing up. She pays special attention to each child. And now she has great-grandchildren, and she's doing the same thing. So I want to bless you for the value you put in us as children and your grandchildren.
All right. If you would get your hands up, just keep them up till you get a mic. That way we can get the mics to you quickly.
I love my mommy because she makes good food.
Oh, yeah.
I am my mommy because she's nice.
Yeah. How are you?
I got blessed by my mother, but she's not here because she died for a long time ago. I miss her. She was a good mother. She take care of everything. She was cook everything. And I miss her because she died in cancer. I still love her.
Great. Back here.
Is it on?
You're good.
I don't really have words, just my mom the last 4 months has been the most incredible thing. I can't imagine a mom being better than you.
Just turning over the uncomfortable side again.
I love my mommy because she takes us places.
Back in the back.
My mom's not here right now, but I just want to bless her in spirit and let her know. Throughout my life, she worked like 2 to 3 jobs and continued to pursue us and keep a roof over our heads and food on the table. And through that, she did all that through brokenness. And I'm just really thankful for all that she has done for us growing up.
Awesome.
She's sweet.
Where was that at?
Because she's sweet.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Up here.
Well, Mom, I love you a lot, and I can't explain or thank you enough for all you've done for me. And in the midst of your busy schedule, just taking the time to talk to me and to encourage me, and you're always there to build me up and to give me the encouragement that I need when I just don't feel like doing anything.
Janet.
My mother's home with the Lord, but when I think of beauty with her, in her, I can think of things growing up, but what's the most special is her aged years and the love and gratitude that she gave me in the midst of those aged years and the clouding of her mind from dementia that was still there.
Yeah.
Love my mom because she's the best mom ever.
Oh, man. There's not 1,000, but 200 people in here might disagree with you, but that's okay.
I'm blessed to have 2 women a part of my life, my mother, and when I try to think of beauty in my mom, I think of a servant heart, who just gave and gave and gave to all of her children, and she was stretched thin, but she was always there for me, and I wouldn't call her my best friend growing up. But I have so much appreciated her more after I've had children, and I can go to her and rant and rave, and she just encourages me, and I know that if I ever need a prayer warrior, I know she's always praying for me, and she keeps a journal of prayers just for each of her children, and that is such a blessing. And to have a mother-in-law active in my life that I love dearly. And probably the biggest thing of beauty that I see in Diane is her gentle spirit and how she gives selflessly to her family, and she's always giving. I just love that about her.
You know beauty when you see it, right?
Well, I have two mothers I would like to bless this morning. One is my mother-in-law. She's here. One way I've seen beauty in her life in an incredible way is the way she walks with God, and the way her relationship with the Father is incredibly real and just there. And she really lives it. And that's one way I see beauty in her. And my own mom, one way I see beauty is the way she just got behind us kids, and whatever her dreams were became her dreams. And she just got behind us and helped us accomplish our dreams. And so that's two things. Thanks.
Jerry, go ahead.
I see beauty in my mom because of the way she accepts us kids, a recurring theme, and because I truly think she is beautiful.
Somewhere, huh? I love my mom because she takes me fishing.
Aha! That's beauty there. Okay.
I love my mom because I don't know what I would do without her.
Yeah, I hear you. Where are we at? Are you done? All right, here.
Mom just has blessed me a lot in homeschooling, and yeah, all the patience she has for us and all she does for us.
I love my mom every day and not just on Mother's Day, and I want to thank you for being the strongest woman that I know.
You hear the power and beauty?
My mom is like the most amazing woman I've ever known, and she is so selfless and does everything around the house without praise sometimes or anything like that, and I take it for granted. And just one thing that I think is super amazing is she'll ask me to do something on my way home from work, pick something up or something, and I get home and she always will put money in my lunchbox or tell me to stop at Starbucks and she'll pay for it because it was a help to her. And I think that's just so amazing. I love you, Mom.
One thing I appreciate about my mom was that she quit a job that she really loved as a nurse to stay home with us. And I have always admired and appreciate that about her, and it's setting an example for me. And I see beauty in my mom because she's really funny and she makes us laugh a lot. And she's fun. And Emma, my mother-in-law, I see a lot of beauty in you too. A very patient, gracious woman, and very full of faith. The way you go to, yeah, your faith is so strong, and that really inspires me too.
One of the things I love about my mom is that no matter when it is, she will listen to me go on forever. And she just always has time, no matter what the subject, no matter how stupid it is. She's always there and puts her family first.
Ryan, up here. Ryan, we're going to make you the last one for now.
Mom, you're my greatest prayer warrior and one of my greatest encouragers. And I love you a lot.
You know, that's pretty amazing. I have 6 points in my sermon. I think they've all been hit in some form or another. So let's get right into it. You know, today, when beauty is released by a mother, it is tangible. It is unforgettable, as we're seeing here this morning. And it's always life-changing. You know, when beauty is not released, it's life-changing as well. And unfortunately, our culture is seeing the results when real beauty isn't released by a mother. beauty is so much more than appearance. And, you know, honestly, a mom personifies beauty. So this morning, I'm going to ask a question. What does that beauty deserve? And that's a question for you kids. That's a question for youth, young adults. And since we were all children at one point, I guess it could apply to everybody. What does our mother deserve? I have six areas that I think we owe to our mothers because of the amazing beauty that each area has that she releases to us. You know, as guys, we like to watch SportsCenter, and you know the top 10 plays of the week. We like that little segment. And we're gonna take a little time on each section to do a little SportsCenter moment. I'm going to call it a beauty watch, and we're going to just see the highlights of what a mother can do. So stick with me on that one. In each area we examine this morning, we want to take some time to examine the incredible plays that a mother makes and how beauty can affect us deeply. We will call, again, that segment Beauty Watch. To recap what each section is going to look like, we're going to ask the question, what does beauty deserve? We're going to have a highlight, and we're going to have a personal challenge. So the first one, what does a mother deserve? And the first one is obedience. She deserves that. In Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. And you say, I can do that up to age 18, and then I'm done with that. And to a certain extent, that's true. But you always need to respect your mom, even at an older age. Proverbs 1:8 says, do not forsake the law of your mother. Now, this is actually a little older, for a little older people, young adults. And I think we can go with my age. Do not forsake the law of your mother, the things that she taught you. You know, Jesus, when he was in the temple, do you remember the time when he got lost in the temple? I often wondered, you know, it said Jesus didn't sin, but was he disobedient there a little bit? I had to think about that. And the confusion that surrounded that situation. Can you imagine when you were walking on the way home on a long journey? You know, I get, as a dad, I get buggy if I turn on the mine road and go 200 feet and turn right onto Smyrna Road and down the hill. I get a little antsy if I turn on the Smyrna Road and one of my kids says, I forgot something, and turn around and go back. And I'm in a car. So here's Mary and Joseph on their way back home. And I don't know how far they were, but they were quite a few steps away from Jerusalem. And all of a sudden, Mary looks, where's Jesus at? Can you imagine the confusion surrounding that? I don't know if you've ever been lost before or had a child that you didn't know where it was at right at that instant. I think if you're a parent, that probably happened at some point. It's not a great feeling. And as they went back, who was he with? Where was he at? Where did we leave him? And they got back to the temple, and they found him doing the Lord's work. So you can't really call it a sin, but for him not to be there, it was hard for Mary. I think it would have had to have been hard for Mary to be beautiful at that time. Maybe. But you know how it is when your kids don't quite obey you in the way that you think they should, it becomes really difficult. Now, so what does obedience have to do with beauty in a woman? So we're going to do a beauty watch. And give me the sound. All right. a Sports Center update. Here's the beauty watch for a woman in the area of obedience. Have you ever saw how beautiful a mother is with when she displays patience? Now, children, I know you're listening to me. When you don't obey your mother, you can get a reaction from your mom, right? Right? So when you don't obey, it's really hard for a mom to display patience and that kind of beauty, okay? But you've also seen your mom, I guarantee it, you've also seen your mom when you were just, I'll make it simple, you were just bad, okay? And your mom displayed an incredible amount of patience with you despite you being bad. And she was patient with you. She explained things to you. And it changed you, right? That's beauty. The other beauty watch in this obedience area is discipline. Is there any beauty in your mom giving you discipline? You know, I had to think about God when he disciplines me. God has put things in my life that have been really hard and really difficult. And I didn't see the beauty in it at all. But looking back, I see God's hand in that discipline being very beautiful in my life. How many of you have been at a store, like, and you didn't see a mom discipline her child, and the child was out of control? I own a candy stand. I get to see this every week. Where kids will come into our store, and they'll throw a fit about a certain piece of candy, or sometimes it's not even about candy. It's just they wanted to throw a fit right then. And there is no beauty in a woman who doesn't discipline. It just gets ugly. The child just continues on its way. You know, I can tell, and maybe I shouldn't be like this, but I can tell, like a mom will say, "No, you can't have that." I can tell within 5 seconds if that child's going to get that piece of candy or not. Too often the child wins. But there's incredible beauty when a mom takes the time to discipline her children. There's absolutely no beauty when a mother lets their child get away with everything. You never get to a point where that's beautiful. I've seen, on the flip side of that, in my candy store, I've had kids come in, and they really wanted that piece of candy, and the mom will come over and say, "Look, you can't have that big piece, but here's what you can do. You can have 2 pieces. And they may even test that line, but after a while, they'll come with 2 pieces, and they'll bring it up to the register, and they have a big smile on their face because they're excited about that piece of candy. So I see discipline as beautiful. Now, moms, you may be sick of all that. You may be sick of the patience and the discipline that it takes, but I want to encourage you. When you do that, there's incredible beauty from that. Incredible beauty. So the second area that we want to talk about this morning is respect. Ephesians 6:2, the next verse in Ephesians says, "Honor your father and your mother." This is something that everybody in this congregation who has a mother living can do. And I think even if your mother is not living, I think you still have the responsibility to honor your mother. Actually, lead me back up just a little bit. I forgot the question part of the first one. So I'm going to call on an individual, and don't think that I'm picking on you, but I'm just going to call on an individual, and I'm going to ask you the question, okay? So, who am I looking for here right now? Drawing a blank on some. Alyssa, I'm going to ask you the question. Do we give our mothers the obedience they deserve? And you don't have to answer it. I just want you to think about it. So when I pick on something, I want everybody to think about that question. So Alyssa, again, the question is, do we give our mothers the obedience they deserve? So the next one is respect. And I read the verse, honor your father and your mother. I love the word honor. Proverbs 20:20, Solomon warned of grave consequences to those that curse their mother or dishonor their mother. So in this area of honor, what do we actually need to honor her for? Well, we got to go to the highlights. So give me another beauty watch. This is no joke here. All right? This is a real highlight. How many of you have seen your mother tirelessly serve when you're all done for the day? Or maybe we should make a list of all the stuff a mother does. You know, I forget your name, Vern's son. What's your name? What's that? Caden. You mentioned you have the best mom. And I know why you said it, because she tirelessly serves your family. You see, I come from a family of a lot of boys too, so I get how much a mom tirelessly serves. Can you imagine being a mom of five boys and they all have a sister? Can you imagine that? Whew. That was tiring for my mother. She served in so many ways. Well, let's think about it. She packed lunches. She cooked. She cleaned. You know, when she cooked, do you know how much food five boys eat? It's unbelievable how much they eat. They'll eat breakfast and they'll eat a dozen eggs or whatever, and ham and cereal and all that kind of good stuff. Then they get to lunch and they need two sandwiches in their lunch. So that's 10 sandwiches she has to pack. And then they get home from school and they're starved. I don't know why. So they'll raid the cupboard and get crackers and cheese. And then 3 hours later, they're hungry for supper again. You can't imagine how much your mom has to cook for you. How about laundry? Caden, do you know how much laundry a young boy makes? No, I don't think you do. Have you ever done the laundry? Have you done it? But your mom does it all the time. She does it 3 or 4 times a week because you make so much laundry. How about, you know, in a family of boys, you never fight with your brothers. I did, but I'm sure you don't. But your dad's working and he's away. Who solves that conflict? Yeah, that's why you have the best mom. I know, I've been there. Do we give our mothers the respect that they deserve? And Caden, I'm going to ask you that question again. Do you give your mother the respect she deserves? You don't have to answer the questions. I just want you to think about it. But you're probably right. Because I was probably there one time too. Okay? Thanks for being a good sport. So the next area that I want to talk about, do our mothers get the affection they deserve? In 1 Kings 19 and 20, Elisha actually demonstrated affection, proper affection to his mother. This is a place where we can see a mother's beauty how so liberally she gives affection. Now, I don't know how a mom can make a terrible situation better with a kiss on a hurt hand or a hug when you're totally devastated. How does that work? Like, I know doctors have cures for things, but I'm going to say a mother has just about as many, if not more, in most areas. I have seen kids literally dying with pain, and they go to their mother and they get a little kiss on the hand and it's, whew, gone. That's pretty amazing to me. This is a place, again, where we see a mother's, she can give it so liberally. But do we return it to her? I had to think of the 10 lepers. They all had a problem, and their problem was leprosy. And leprosy was death. It meant death. They would die eventually. And Jesus came and he healed the 10 lepers. How many people came back to him and gave thanks? Only one. Now, if you were healed from something that was so devastating, wouldn't you want to thank and give affection back to the one who healed you? All right. Back there at the sound table, it's time for a beauty watch. All right. Guys, don't get all excited. There's nothing happening as far as that. You just have to listen to me this morning. Here's the beauty watch. You want to see beauty in a woman? Let's talk about her comfort. Let's talk about her love. The times when you're totally wrecked and you go to your mother and she wraps her arms around you and cries with you and cares deeply about you. Or the times where you maybe felt like a failure or you failed at something and you go and talk to your mom. And she has the incredible ability to speak life and encouragement into a situation that was really difficult. Or the times that you did really well at something and she praised you. Yeah. Now we're starting to see the highlights of a mother. What makes her beautiful? When I see that kind of love, when I see that kind of praise, when I see that kind of encouragement, I am in awe of the power of the beauty of a mother. Do you guys got it? Because that's beauty. When I see that, I'm moved. Because remember in the beginning I said, a mother's beauty changes things. A mother's beauty has power. And sometimes that power, that beauty is life-changing. And I think we've all gotten a glimpse of that power and of that beauty. So we move on to the fourth thing. It's wisdom. Hang on. Forgot the question. Do we give our mothers the affection she deserves? That question goes to you, Cordell. Do you give your mother the affection she deserves? Don't answer it. You do a good job with it. Don't forget to show affection back to your mother. Wisdom is the fourth one. Proverbs 10:1 says, a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Ooh. Luke 2:52, Jesus grew in wisdom. Now, as a dad, I can relate to this. There is nothing that will make your mom more proud of what you do then when you start making choices and you start showing wisdom to your mom, or the choices that you make are just so good, so right, nothing gives your mother more joy than to see you succeed in those areas. So, time for another beauty watch. This one's big, so listen up. This is a highlight here. You want to see beauty? Watch how a mother teaches her child wisdom. Ooh, this is a big one, guys. Watch how a mother teaches her child wisdom. Now, I think I'm going to get your name wrong, but you mentioned that your mom homeschools you. What's your name again? Aaliyah. Did I get that right? Your mom mentioned, or you mentioned how your mom teaches you homeschooling. Wow. As I see you, you're becoming a little young lady, but that's because of the things that your mother has been teaching you. You know, we could do away with preschools in this country. I'm in education and I'm saying this. We could do away with preschool education and our children would be a lot smarter, because there's something about a mother and how she teaches that is incredible. It expands who they are when beauty is released in how a woman teaches. It's pretty awesome. And you get to do it way outside of school, too. You get to teach them their first word. You know, it's pretty beautiful when you see a mom relating to a one-year-old trying to teach them their first word, and they'll say, "Mama," and the child's trying to repeat it. There's something beautiful about that little teaching segment there. So my question, Aaliyah, is for you. The question is this: do we give our mother the wise decisions that she deserves? Okay, good. Everybody thinking about that one? The fifth one is righteousness. Righteousness. Proverbs 23, 24, and 25 says, "The righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents." I mentioned that nothing gives a mom more joy than good choices. I think this one might top it, so I might have to go back on my words. But a mother is incredibly fulfilled, and I'll turn to the youth section here. A mother is incredibly fulfilled when she sees your spiritual development, the things that you start to value. You know, there's so much stuff out there that you could value, but she loves when you value spiritual things. So it's time for a beauty watch in this area of righteousness. Beauty watch. You want to see beautiful? Watch how a mom brings spiritual development to a child. And guys, as the leaders of our home, we also have that responsibility. But there's something about a mom that can get to the heart of a son or a daughter. It's incredible the spiritual input that they can have in a child. I well remember the night, Mom. I think I was 7 years old. You were in your, I probably told this story before, but she was in her little sewing room, and I went out, and that night, yeah, I was one of those wrecks. I had an awful day. And she was able to give me a hug, and I cried, and she didn't stop there. She did another very beautiful thing. That night, my mother led me to the Lord. You want to see beauty? That's beauty. And we'll move on to the sixth and final one. We're going to talk about care. Parents, especially widowed mothers, deserve our care, as it talks about in 1 Timothy 5, chapter 4. This is a subject that's been on my mind a lot. I probably should preach a message on it. But as children, and I'm talking to myself here, how do we honor our elderly parents or our widowed parents? You know, we have this thing called Social Security that we pay taxes for. That's what you guys pay taxes for. 15% of your income goes to Social Security. But do you know what it is? It's to take care of the elderly. That's not so bad to pay that then, right? But I want to go a step further. As children, we need to be the Social Security of our parents. You know, all that they've done for us over the years, we need to give them security. And it's not just financial that I'm talking about. My wife works at a retirement home in Quarryville. Some of those experiences are positive, and they're well taken care of by their families. But there are others that are not. How do we honor our widows or our elder mothers? You know, I understand that some may need professional care, but we shouldn't merely drop them off at a retirement home or a nursing home for our convenience. That honor and the care that we give, they deserve our care. They need us, children. So last but not least, we have one more final beauty watch, and you wonder what beauty watch we could have with a grandma, but hit it. Yeah. This is a good one. Mom, I see your beauty all the time. But the times when I really see it now is on those four chairs on your front porch. It's called front porch sitting. Do you guys do that with your parents, older people? Like, when's the last time you sat on your mom's front porch? And you don't really talk about anything, so how can it be a highlight? Oh, it is a highlight, just to hear about their day. And, you know, I could never understand how an 83-year-old can still be busy at 83, but it's awfully fun to, on the front porch, to hear about her day. There's real beauty in hearing from her even at an elderly age. Here's the other highlight that I see. Mom and Dad, when we get together on that first weekend in August, you know what I'm talking about, we get together as a family, and every summer we take a picture. And we take a picture with Mom and Dad and the grandkids. You want to see beauty? Come look at those pictures. But the beauty part of it is that they've invested not just in their children, but they've invested in their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So thank you, Mom, for that. So, John, I'm going to pick on you. You have an elderly mother. Do you give her the care she deserves? And I'm going to say that you do, but don't stop. And that question goes for all of us in here. When I signaled out somebody, it wasn't just them. It's for everybody. So the six questions in review again. Do you give your mother the obedience that she deserves? Do you give her the respect she deserves? Do you give her the affection she deserves? Do you give her the wisdom, the wise choices she deserves? Do you give her the righteousness that she deserves? The prayers, the spiritual direction. Do you give her that right living back? And finally, do you give her the care that she deserves? So moms, I want to thank you so much for releasing your beauty. When I look at the people in this congregation, from the youth to the young children, I see incredible moms. It's your beauty that you've released and allowed us as a congregation to watch and to see that beauty, and it is amazing and it is powerful. Thank you, moms. Lord, thank you for mothers. Just thank you for, I don't know how you created this wonderful person. Thank you for just those qualities you put into the youngest little girl to the oldest woman here. Those qualities of beauty and compassion and care and love and affection. And I could go on and on. But Lord, thank you for this person we call mom. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.